We're ongoing to talk about WebAssembly, web components, and media filters all at once, a proposal to open the web to a variety of formats.
That's it. So thank you very much. Really excited to present this project today, since it's the first time I'm presenting the open source aspect of the Bevera project. So I'm Jérôme Gorin. I'm a lecturer and researcher at an engineering school, which is called UNILA Salamia. I've been quite active in many open source projects at the CNIL and in Telecom on the JPEG. But the work I'm presenting today is the fruit of the research I have conducted many years ago, 10 years ago. At this time, the proposal of my PhD were more theoretical and not practical. But since then, there is many technologies which has been integrated inside the browser, which let us deliver all types of content on the web. So with my associate, Maya Bistrom, we created a company which is called Bevera, that means in Swedish, preserve. And with this company, we want to promote this technology and we want to speed up the adoption. So the talk I'm going to present today is to show you the open source aspect of this project and show to you how you can contribute it to it. But to dive into this project, let's start by thinking back a decade ago. So at this time, when browser didn't include the ability to embed multimedia playback, you know. So at this time, you had to use plugins, web extension, like Flash from Adobe, and later Silverlight from Microsoft, to add this ability to play contents. But this kind of extension are now useless. I mean, they face many issues, like postal, HTML and CSS integration, security issues, accessibility issues. So to fix this, HTML integrate new tags, which are the video tags, the audio tags, to allow the browser to natively support multimedia content. So these new tags allow a wide variety of usages, like rich internet application, like social media, video sharing, but they also restricted the media format and container to a handful of codecs. So there is like no guarantee that a format will be supported across all the browser. So the formats which are supported, you can count it on the end. It's like MP4, MP3, FLAC, and so on. So on the next slide, what I show is, for instance, Org and Fedora are not supported across all the browser. And what is also concerning is that the JPEG XL has recently been dropped by Chrome. So what this realistically means is that a lot of person put a lot of a lot of efforts to develop useful formats, useful codecs, but they are restricted from a wide adoption due to this gatekeeping placed by the browser. So what we are proposing is kind of this the construction of this Babel tower of handful container and format to in order to let people fully use and develop their own formats. So we are only using W3C standards and open source technologies to fix some of the problem of this gatekeeping and to make everyone make it easier to integrate like new formats, to innovate, to deploy stuff, and also give the ability to support legacy formats like AC3, DNG, MKV, EPS, and so on. So let me now turn into details of our solution. So there are two parts, there are three parts, but there are mainly two parts, which are the web component and the web assembly, and we also use media filters. So for the first part, for the web component part, we, instead of creating like new script, creating new tag, we just extend the usual tag, the audio tag, the video tag, and so on. We are using the attribute is, which is something standardized by the web component, and we add internal logic, we add logic to this video tag. So this is where web components are used. Then for the web assembly part, we are creating a new attribute, which is the using attribute, on which you point to an external library which is compiled with WebAssembly. So for instance, on this one, on this example, we will point to the libraries from the XIF Foundation, which include OGV, FLAC, and Vorbis, to decode the input source, which is in OGV and maybe in Ephira. So if we think about it, about this solution, it can be like a bit overwhelming, because we know the source, the format of the source, and we include quite a lot of code on it. So what we added as syntax is the with attribute. So we developed what we call a solver, which is based on the open source project JPACT, which has been presented many times at FOSDEM. And this solver will be able to create a media pipeline to adapt from an input source to an expected output source. So, for instance, in this example, we have as a source an MPEG-1 program stream that embeds MPEG-1 videos, which is mostly not supported by browser. And we will transcode it to an H.264 format file, which is supported by all the browser. So what the solver will do is, by itself, the solver is able to check amongst all the libraries which has been provided with the with attribute to do the transcoding, so to adapt the video to the user browser. So in this example, we take portion of code of libmpeg1 and libx264 to do the transcoding dynamically. So with this same principle, we are supporting audio and we are supporting images. So now let's do a demo. So I have delivered on a website, so you can test it with your desktop or with your mobile phone if you just flash the code. I have created two web pages, one with raw content delivered on the website on the left part. So you will have a raw G2K image, a JPEG DXL image, a Dolby Digital AC3 sound, and an MPEG-1 video. And on the left, we will not use the universal extension that I've presented. And on the left, which is the main page of Bevera, we will show the result with this universal extension. So I will do the demo in live, so I hope that it will work. So if we go on Safari, on the left, so this is the page without the universal extension. What we can notice is that Safari itself is quite supporting a lot of format and container. So it supports G2K images, it supports GXL images, it supports MPEG-1 video, but it doesn't support AC3. So now let's see the situation with Firefox. So in Firefox, you can see that G2K is not supported, GXL is not supported, AC3 is not supported, and MPEG-1 is not supported. And with Chrome, that's the same solution. So now let's see the real main page of Beva.com that includes this in universal extension. And so G2K is supported. And if you just dive into the source code, this is the semantics I have shown to you. So you have the ease to say that we are using the universal, we add this internal logic. We have the solver, and we are using the open source library, which is OpenJPEG. Same for GXL and on AC3 and MPEG-1. Now, if I switch to Firefox, you see that you will have exactly the same result. And on Safari, everything is kept as it is, but you have now the AC3 audio which is supported. So on all the browsers, you have the same results. So we also release an SDK in open source. We release an IDE based on Visual Studio Code that you can use, and the goal of this IDE is to help web developer to find the right combination of filters for a given content, you know. So I'm going to show you the IDE. So to install it, it's quite simple. You go, you know, in the store of Visual Studio Code, you type Beva. So on my computer, it's already installed. And then you can open any content in the File Explorer. So for instance, let's use the GXL file. Okay. So you have first the preview. So it means that a library is existing to decode this content. On the graph part, you will see the media filter pipeline that has been used to decode this content. You can also view the source of each filter. So on this one, the filter is based on it's based on libgxl. So I think the connection is quite slow. And on this part on the accessor tab, then you have the script to be integrated inside your HTML to support this given format. So that now, I mean the connection is quite slow today. This is the source that has been used for the graph. So this is this one. So I use libgxl, and this is the code from one filter. So as you can see, it's like using GXL, and then you have a semantics just to adapt the open source libraries with the input format and the output format to help the solver finding the right combination. Yeah, so where to find us? So this is like the end of my presentation. We are only supported a handful of media codecs and container. However, we are like adapting new libraries. We are working on support of new formats, new type of documents, 360 videos, 3D object. I mean, everything which is multimedia can be like constructed with this solver, you know. Everything is open source. I mean, what I've shown to you is open source. So you can check the code from the editor on GitHub, also test the interface, and the SDK is on bevera/filters. Everything is in LGPL, so you can contribute to it. You can take this code. I've kept this presentation short to have the time to let the time to you to ask a question, or you can also find me later on the audience. So that's all for me. Any question? Yeah.
How expensive is it when it comes to compute? It's transporting video in the browser?
I mean, it depends on which, sorry?
Repeat the question first. So that
okay. So how expensive it is to transcode on the browser. So it will really depend on the type of filter you will use. I mean, we have some filters which are called web codec. So it will use the acceleration of the browser to do the transcoding. So by using the web codecs, if it's supported by the browser, then it's very fast. The other thing is that you don't always need to transcode. If you are using a canvas, then you will just decode and display it on the canvas. So it means that there is like no delay when you open a file, when you are using the canvas. So it really depends on the complexity of the encoder, depends on the technology which you use, and depends on how you want to integrate your video. But we are using WebAssembly, so there is no overhead, which is imposed by WebAssembly itself. You have quite native performance, you know, on your browser. Yeah. Because you can, if it's like delivered, why not use what not to use static file? That's it. So that's a good question. I mean, why? Well, it's because first you can adapt depending on your browser. Because for instance, some browser does support the native file, like Jixel, you know. And the other thing is there is a lot of file which has like functionality in it, functionality that are embedded in the container. Lextex, for instance, DNG files, like raw files that are used by your camera, by professional photographer. Then, if you use the DNG itself, you will be able to like view the raw format. You can view the preview, and you can play with, you know, everything that you can do, for instance, with Photoshop, you know, like having this high HDR range of color. And so on. And if you're on 360 videos, then you have, for instance, to use the interaction. If you're on document, you have to add this interaction. So by playing with native file, then you will not lose any functionalities that the container has initially, you know. Yeah, there is also a browser. Yes. Do you want to do a browser plugin for that? There is a browser plugin already that is able to detect if the format is supported or not for a given content. I think that the best functionality is to trust the web developer itself, because it knows. Like you want to use a specific file, you want to use a native content, so you will integrate. I mean the functionality that he require for his website. If the web developer asks the user to install something on his browser, then I think that he will lose a big part of his audience. It's better to prepare everything for the end user. Then ask him to install something. You know, I don't want to come back to the situation where we were with Flash and Silverlight and have all this kind of issues, you know. So, yeah. That's, can you repeat again?
If the website is open, the developer is not developing anymore, then it would still be good to have the possibility.
Yeah, of course. But this extension is existing, I mean, but it's like less useful than this first presentation that I'm doing, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Is MKV file format not supported?
I'm working on it, actually. Yes, sorry. So is MKV supported? I'm currently working on it, you know, because one of the break we can have is that a lot of format has patent on it, so what we can distribute freely is license-free patents. So MKV is one of the license-free patent. Is you have the open source on it, the open source code to be used. So the adaptation is quite easy, and I think that will be my next work. You know, something that I forgot to present, which is quite really important, is that the plugin extension already have a store on it. So if you want to try combination, then you just have to add a library on it. So for the moment, we have PNG, JPEG, TXL, OpenJPEG. We have the full FFmpeg, like a quick.txt BMP, and then we extract some part of the FFmpeg just to reduce the size of the big project. MKV is really there is the MKV inside the XIF decoder, so I will extract it and I will work on it. And then if you click on add, for instance, let's say that on this one it was GXL, then I'm adding OpenJPEG on this one, so you will see that it will be a candidate. And on the preview it will check amongst the GXL and JPEG and see that the JPEG itself is not useful, you know. So it's unused.